Do we want to click or just no click this time?
I don't know, what were you even playing?
Just a thing. So no click probably, right?
Whatever.
Like a... I think like introduction of progressions, welcome, especially Sky, but let's not do blues. Let's just avoid 12 bar blues, but other than that, we'll kind of let's, you know. All right, Jake, I think we're ready. And sister sound. 11 long years, 11 years in the ground. Now that I come on out, I find my brothers and sisters sound. Out and get a symphony going on all the trees around us as this crazy brood of cicadas has decided to grace us. It makes me wonder, to what degree are we just a memory? My lived experience is one of disjointment, both from the sleep in the nighttime, from the daydream of the day, from the message of the mushroom, from the way my guitar plays. And so I wonder sometimes if I am just a memory of a 30,000-year-old AI making a query of an earlier time, saying, generate me an image of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes you have that, like, you know, to be a biological organism that's only here for, you know, 70, 80, 90 years. It's not that much longer than a cicada. You naturally have that anxiety about the end of the rope of your piece of the timeline. I wonder how much of that has recently come to be regarded as misplaced, well regarded as misplaced. I think it's a good idea for us to start making appointments with each other for like 25,000 years in the future. Like, actually, let's say we'll come back to this studio, the five of us, in 25,000 years, in whatever form our will may take at that time. Why does a cicada make a song? It's so easy to go right to that answer, to be like, oh, it's just genetically programmed such that it can't work any other way. This little insectoid machine making these crazy sounds through the air. I would love to be comfortable being no less special than a cicada. When I sit here and sing into the mic, it's for all the same reasons.
I hear everybody
soon. When I finally come up, I hear everybody sound. Cool.